I'm pleased to announce today Intel's newest platform brand. We're going to call it vPro. vPro has three substantial new capabilities that we're adding to the business desktop. The first is built-in manageability, and this is to lower maintenance costs and increase the user uptime. The second is proactive security, being able to drive security out to the platform to defend the integrity of the enterprise in an increasingly hostile online world. And the third is energy efficiency. This is delivering the raw performance to the business client for all of us who want to drive performance and do new applications and new things with our computers, but still do that in an increasingly energy efficient environment, driving power consumption costs down in the enterprise. And what I'd like to do shortly this morning is just take you through each of these and show you what's new inside this brand. Let me begin with built-in manageability. This chart says that we've done a very good job on manageability so far. 87% of all of the business desktop problems that happen are able now to be addressed in a remote fashion. Only 13% of those problems require a desk side visit. But if you look at the costs, and go back to the cost data I showed earlier, those 13% desk side visits cost almost half of our total maintenance and expenses in an enterprise. This, I think, is really important because it deals with all these things that require a hard asset, sending someone out to a desktop to fix a power off problem, fix and repair kinds of problems, unbootable operating systems, disabled agents, et cetera, et cetera. All of that today needs someone to go to the PC and fix it, or worse yet, to bring the PC to the IT shop. vPro is designed to help solve that problem, to help reduce those desk side visits and therefore reduce the costs of running IT shops and enterprises. How do we do this? Well, one of the technologies that vPro incorporates is our next generation Intel Active Management technology. IAMT is what we call it, IAMT, goes far beyond sort of passive instrumentation that's out there today and the limitations of today's software solutions. It addresses the management challenges that all of us have in running these IT environments, and it looks in particular at those things which cannot be solved with today's solutions, like auditing a down PC or remotely repairing down operating systems. So I'd like to show you an example of how this works and how this goes beyond remote repair and into active software agents. And to do that, let me bring up Greg Bryant, who's with our Digital Office Group. Greg? Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, Paul. Good morning. Okay, I want to do a demonstration of Intel Active Management technology and how we can use that to help keep software agents healthy and active. It's one of the new features for Active Management technology this year. And Paul, as you know, I used to run a big portion of the IT shop inside of Intel that did client management. And what you find out, one of the key limitations of these software solutions today is they're only really as good as the agent. So if that software agent that you use to do the remote troubleshooting repair is not healthy, if it's not functioning, you've got problems. You can't really manage that box that's going to drive a desk side visit. And there's a lot of things that can happen to agents. Agents can be turned off accidentally by end users. They can be attacked by malicious software. You can install an application and have some kind of conflict. So a lot of things can happen to agents today that limit your effectiveness. So Paul, what I have here is I've got this system. Got a PC, and it looks, I'm going to run through a scenario of how we can keep an agent active with hardware. What you've got, we've got an email inbox, and kind of the scenario we're using is we've got a note from our IT shop. In this case, it's telling us we've got to do a patch. We need to go do something. I think most of you can relate to this. We get these notes frequently. Let me click on that note. And it's telling us we need to urgently do this patch, but to do it, we need to temporarily disable our virus protection. Now, I know it sounds a little fishy to me, but we get these notes, you know, kind of often. So I'm going to follow directions. I'm going to go ahead and for once, thank you. All right, that's hitting close to home. All right, so I follow the directions. I'm temporarily disabling the virus protection. Now, the good news is our LANDS software agent on the PC is doing its job. It's looking, it's seeing me trying to disable that software protection, that antivirus protection, and it's giving me a warning. It's saying, Gregory, do you really want to do that? And I'm gonna say yes, I really do want to do that. I want to install this patch. Now, what you saw, Paul, right there, that fast, as soon as I disabled that agent, we got this splash screen popped up. The hardware, the actual PC hardware, noticed that that agent was not running and told the LAN desk console to basically send an update and re-enable the agent on the PC. That was done in hardware, independent of the software, independent of the state of the system. And now you can see that that agent backup is back up and running. So obviously that's really key in terms of keeping these things very simple, but very key in terms of keeping PCs up and healthy and manageable.
And you solved a serious problem.
Solved a very serious problem.
Yeah, and I think this is a great example of how our active management technology and LAN desk can help keep those PCs from having a serious problem,
right,
requiring that service visit that we talked about earlier.
Right. Now the other thing I should show really quickly, just, this is a case, this obviously is a case where we're keeping the agent running if the PC is still up and functional. But let's say you and I were out here and we click on a file folder and we hit a blue screen. So that happens today. I think most people, hey, we've got a blue screen, system won't boot. Today, Paul, you'd have to call the help desk, mm-hmm, ask them for help. There's no way they could remotely fix the system, it won't boot. So they'd have to send a technician out in order to remotely repair this. So what we can do with active management technology is we can remotely manage this system. And
so here the IT back, shop
right,
is rebooting
so back
the
from
system.
The console, yeah, again, we can talk to that manageability engine, mm-hmm, that AMT capability in the vPro platform, and we can fix this machine and get
from
it back
from a blue screen.
From remote, yeah, without, yeah, sending a technician.
Perfect.
Great.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Greg.
All right.
Now that was just a short demonstration of the base hardware capability that we built into the systems. But as I said a minute ago, we're not doing this alone. As we think about IAMT and vPro, it's very critical to also think about the kind of software partners that we deal with and IT outsourcing departments. This kind of technology will change the economics of those departments. And to help us understand that better, I'd like to invite up Kim Stevenson. Kim is Vice President of IT Outsourcing Services at EDS. Good morning, Kim.
That's awesome. Thanks.
Kim, so tell us a little bit about EDS.
Sure. EDS is a $20 billion company. We do IT outsourcing, application and business process outsourcing. We have roughly just over 400 customers, and we're the largest desktop service provider in the world. We provide complete end-to-end management of PCs, laptops, mobile devices, printers, the local area network, campus area networks, and of course all the software that runs on these devices. We have over 3.5 million laptops and desktops in the estate. So you could say, and there's a couple hundred thousand servers that support that environment.
I could say you're a very good customer too.
Yeah. Well, I think the way I think about it is when you aggregate that estate, it's probably the most complex workplace environment out there.
Well, perhaps you could tell us a little bit about how the vPro platform technologies will impact your environment. I know you've been working with us on this technology for some time now.
Yeah, we've been working with Intel for roughly the last 18 months. We've set up some labs at EDS to test these new capabilities. And of course, we're really focused on how they operationalize and what processes we change in our support model, mm-hmm, because we now are able to leverage the technology.
And what's so interesting about the platform to you?
Well, let me start with this. We sign multi-year contracts, 5 to 10 year contracts with our customers, and in those contracts they typically is an annual price reduction, mm-hmm, in there. So we're in the same time we're committing to these price reductions, we have more and more software goes on to the devices during that period of time, and the labor cost rises during that period of time. Mm-hmm. So we're very interested in technologies like vPro to take our service to a new level. And active management really strikes at the heart of what we're trying to deliver, being able to deliver stuff remotely and consolidate those skill sets so we can eliminate desktop side visits. And now, of course, the manual processes. Just in the demo you performed, mm-hmm, I was thinking, oh, this is great. My service desk agents, I can change the work that they do. My on-site support people, I can change the work that they do and really integrate all of those operations about PC upgrades, patch installations, and even virus remediation.
What does this mean in the aggregate for in terms of benefits for EDS?
Well, we're a multi-vendor estate, which I think most CIOs and including EDS, we've been working on trying to, over the years, consolidate down to a single vendor. And it's nearly impossible. We really have almost every PC manufacturer and then, of course, every model ever made in the estate. So it makes it really complex to try to support that environment. And what we can do with a vPro platform, and especially where the direction of the operating system is going, is we can support all PC types with the same processes, greatly simplifying the desktop environment. We also have the ability to remotely manage those environments. And, you know, again, whether you're doing software updates or patch installation, we can take advantage of labor consolidation. And really taking the highest cost component of delivering desktop support to a different level in a way that I think we'll see value to the customers.
Well, Kim, can you share some of your results, early results with the audience?
Yeah, sure. And they are early results, and we expect over time we'll have even more. But if you look at where we've done thus far, we've been able to identify the specific hardware, software problem types, and in every case, been able to reduce the desk side visits by up 50 to 75%, depending on problem types. So that's really huge. The other piece is that we've been able to increase the speed of deployment of critical software. Right, our deployment time has gone down about 90%. And that's really important if you're thinking about things like PCs get turned off at night, and that's the perfect time you want to deploy patches, but then you have to wait till the workforce comes in the morning. And think about trading room floors, or you think about call centers, where you really can't afford for that time delay. So not only will this improve the cost structure, but it also improves the desktop support, improving the end user's productivity by reducing their downtime. We really think about it in terms of shifting the desktop support model from what I call a one-to-many model to a many-to-many model. So overall, improving the response time and our mean time to restore.
Mm-hmm.
So these are just some of the benefits. You know, I get excited.
I can tell.
I'm like Gregory. because we really think that, you know, if you sum it all up, it's about having a more productive workforce, right, and a more secure environment. And,
right.
And we provide that to our clients.
That's wonderful. Well, thanks for sharing your insight
with
us this morning. And I love working with EDS. And let's keep it going.
Certainly. Okay. Great.